to me, there's about 99% of us. The 1% that I'm excluding is people that just don't give a fuck about this topic. But there's 99% of us that have our own unique, special point of view, opinion about technology at the moment. Now, today's podcast is not about technology, but I thought, let me just share this with you because this topic has actually laid down the podcast for this week. Now, we have seen major technological advancements that's been happening, and it just keeps happening as each day goes by. Some people are embracing it, like myself. Some people are fear. They got fear towards it, which is look completely understandable. Now, where technology has really assisted me, especially with today's podcast, is, and I'm going to share some history with you guys. So in 2021, when the Keynote as a Podcast was actually launched, I had guests that would come in and we spoke about creativity, we spoke about entrepreneurship, we spoke about the tech sector, but we never forgot around speaking about the music industry, or there was never a guest on the podcast that spoke about the music industry. And I guess at the time, the podcast was just so diverse, there were many topics we were discussing, and end of 2022, start of 2023, I decided to just keep the podcast pinned down to the music / entertainment industry, which is, you know, an industry that I belong to and focus on and work in. And I'm just thinking about it now, like, and just, you know, stay with me here. The amount of time and energy it goes into actually set up an appointment, get someone in to either do an interview or share their opinion on a specific topic, can be quite tiresome. It can be costly as well, depending. Now, of course, living in this digital era, we can do it virtually as well. But of course, there's cost involved there and a lot of time and arrangement need to go into it. Now I look at what AI is doing, what technology is doing now. Because today's podcast, after I share with you guys the top 5 trends in the music industry according to Music Business Worldwide, I'm going to play you guys a clip. And this clip did not take me too long to actually get together. It was quite simple. And of course, it's AI generated and it's on the topic that we're going to discuss later on, which is around the things that we actually consume within our mind that is so irrelevant, and we shouldn't focus on it for 5 minutes if it's not going to matter in 5 years. And we're all guilty of this. And of course, towards the end of the podcast, I'm going to share, or after the clip itself, I'm going to share the top 5 things that we do focus on unnecessarily that we actually shouldn't. So getting this clip together, you know, using technology just made it so much more easier, simple, and cost effective. Now, I'm not saying down the line I wouldn't want to be a guest on a podcast, or I wouldn't want someone to come in to share their opinion on a specific topic, but this just makes it so much more easier, especially if you're working on like a strict time frame. You know, when you got something going on throughout the whole week, I mean, like yesterday I had the Keynote show, so of course there's no time to deal with the podcast, and then Sunday starts, of course I got limited time to get the podcast done and out. So it just saves me so much time just using technology on the topic, you know. Down the line, which, you know, is happening at the moment, you're going to have AI as a guest on the jail, you know, just sharing information live on the podcast in real time about that specific topic. These things are starting to happen. But what I've done today with this clip just makes it so much more easier for me of just getting a different voice on the podcast and an external point of view, perspective on the topic itself. So, yeah, I know there's people out there that are still scared of what's happening with technology, which is understandable. And there's people out there, I would say the majority, including myself, who are embracing it and just seeing how this is just making life so much more easier, especially with a hectic schedule. No doubt about that. So before we get to the clip that I'm going to play for you guys, these are the top 5 trends within the music industry that's been happening over the last week. Nothing too exciting over the last week. A lot of news, of course, no matter what. But I think my takeaway from this is point 5 and how serious fraud is within streaming. So number 1 on the list, global recorded music revenues rose 10.2% to $28.6 billion in 2023 as paid subscription to music streaming services exceeded 5 million globally. The headline stat from IFPI's global report is global recorded music revenues rose 10.2% year on year in 2023 to reach $28.6 billion. Last year, 2023, marked the global music market's 9th consecutive year of growth. So with those figures, you know, there's always continuous growth within the music industry. It takes a lot more work for an independent artist. But at least you know you're an industry that is always growing. Back to a topic that we discussed a few weeks ago also when it comes to investing in music royalties, investing in music catalogs, which I actually do at Posh Magosh. It's one industry that's always going to grow, like investing in the stock market. Any stock market, you know, can always go 50-50 depending on what happens with that company. But when it comes to music streaming, you know, music is always going to be listened to. It's always going to be consumed. So it's always going to go like on a high. Yes, you can lose at certain points, but you know, it's always going to go up because streaming royalties, I mean, people are always listening to music. Two, Cobalt up spending power to over $1 billion via new $400 million revolving credit facility plus a $266.5 million raise via asset securitization. Just 4 months ago, Cobalt announced a partnership with investment funds managed by Morgan Stanley Tactical Value to invest more than $700 million to acquire music copyrights over the next years. If you want to read more about that, you can click the link below. Actually, most of these topics. Number three, music making platform BandLab surpasses 100 million users. BandLab, a social music creation platform owned by Singapore-based BandLab Technologies, just reached a significant milestone. So if you are a creator, whether you be a singer, rapper, producer, composer, pianist, guitarist, whatever it may be, and you don't know about BandLab, please do check it out. Use Google, search BandLab, and please check out the social music creation platform. It is quite cool. I think I still do have an account on it when I was actually piloting it for my own personal career. It's not something that I use anymore, but check it out and could work for you. Number four, BMG Chief Content Officer Dominique Casimir steps down. BMG Chief Content Officer Dominique Casimir is stepping down from her role after 15 years with the company. Not really going to get into that. So number five, which is my highlight and takeaway for this past week, The Secret Composer is behind 650 fake artists on Spotify. His music has been streamed 15 billion times on the platform. So fake artist accounts and the music or his music has been streamed for over 15 billion times. His name is Johan Rohr. In Sweden it's pronounced differently, whose music it says has been released on Spotify under 50 composer aliases and at least 656 invented artist names. According to DN's report, Rohr is behind over 2,700 songs that have been released under various fake artist names on Spotify. Some of those names include Monik Knudsen, Ming Mei Heiss, Kassiz Mazia et al. And Eldel Mar Borrego. Well, at least I tried to pronounce all these foreign names. Give me credit for that. So, yeah, just to sum up this, the amount of fake artists that's actually on DSPs, Spotify more specifically, and also the amount of fake streams that do take place on the platform. Like, you know, you get number one's point where the music industry has grown in revenue, and then you get point five where there's also a lot of fraudulent activities happening within the platforms. The best of both worlds, and I guess, like, if I'm not mistaken, it was something I read with I think it was this guy who was actually arrested because of these fake artists' accounts. So this just shows us again that transparency on all the DSPs is not as good as we may think it is, just because they are mainstream and billion-dollar companies. So moving on, I am going to play you guys this clip, and after that we will go through my top 10 points of what we can avoid, you know, within the first 5 minutes of when it actually does happen to you, because it's not going to matter in 5 years. So why put yourself through it at all? So here's the clip.
In 100 years, which is like the year 2123, we will all be with our families and friends resting in peace. Strangers will live in the houses we worked so hard to build, and someone else will own everything we have today. Most of our stuff will either be given away, thrown out, or destroyed. Even the expensive car we bought may end up in a scrapyard. our descendants probably won't know much about us or remember us. I mean, how many of us know the name of our grandfather's father? After we pass away, it might take a few more years, and then we're just a picture on someone's wall. A few decades later, our old photos and accomplishments become part of history and are forgotten. If we stop and think about these questions, we might realize that worrying about 95% of the things that occupy our minds every day is pretty pointless. If we can keep this in mind, our thoughts and actions could change for the better. We might feel more free to enjoy our lives. So remember this. If it won't matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset about it.
So short and to the point, and which is why the podcast is always so short. I mean, the maximum we've always gone is about like, say, 30, 35 minutes. And I always like to keep it short and point because I don't like to waste unnecessary time going to so much depth that you just get so confused and you forget what I said. And I hope this clip was powerful and that you're going to start asking yourself all those questions, because how the clip happened or ended off by us saying it, that if you ask yourself all of those questions that's mentioned, and if you missed those questions, please rewind and listen to it again. You can start to live a much more happier life around freedom, which is what we want at the end of the day. Like, time is our most valuable asset. I've mentioned that before. Not all the materialistic things and all the bullshit that goes around the world, but time is our most valuable asset, and we want to utilize it correctly so we can live our best life and so we can live a life that's just full of fulfillment and happiness. So I am going to run through with you guys my top 10 points of what actually takes up a lot of time, which actually makes up that 95% in our mind and that we shouldn't actually focus on. Now, we're all guilty of it, and I know we're going to have hiccups along the way because we're not perfect and we'll still fall into the trap of these 10 things down the line, but we have to just do the best we can to avoid it. Like, in the moment when any one of these top 10 points actually happen, you need to just like think on your feet in the moment and be like, okay, cool, not going to let it affect me, because it's not going to matter in 5 years. Fuck, it's not even going to matter tomorrow. So why bother? Let me just live my best life, not getting too consumed about it. So number one on the list is small embarrassments. Moments of embarrassment or social awkwardness may feel significant in the moment, but they often fade with time. So whenever you find yourself in a situation where you feel embarrassed, it could be about absolutely anything. I don't know, maybe you burped in public, maybe you fell down in public. Then you feel all shit about yourself because people around you are laughing. Or maybe this happens to you if you're still in school or you're in college and this happens to you. Or someone teases you and you feel so embarrassed about it. Try your best not to let that get you, because that embarrassment will fade away. In the next 1 hour, in 24 hours, people are never going to be bothered about it. So don't let it get to you. Don't be consumed about it. Don't go home with it and just overthink it. Number two is minor mistakes. Small errors or mishaps in daily life are usually not remembered in the long term. Don't be concerned about making mistakes, because it really doesn't matter and it's forgotten about. And being human means making mistakes. Number three, others' opinions. This is a really important one. It's natural to care about what others think, but dwelling too much on others' opinions can be draining. In most cases, people move on quickly and don't remember minor details. Like, we're always concerned about what people are thinking about what we wear, or about what we say, or about how our products or services or music is. Like, we shouldn't matter about other people's opinions. If other people have an opinion about you, and it's a negative opinion, that means that they are consuming their mind with you. They are making you important. We shouldn't make them important. Life will always have people like that. Don't let it get to you. Number four is temporary setbacks. Short-term setbacks in career, relationships, or personal goals are part of life's journey. While they can be frustrating, they often lead to growth and new opportunity. And this, I can honestly, actually all these points I can speak from experience, but in building Poshmagosh Records, building Poshmagosh Group, now building the Kino as a consulting agency, even still building the podcast alone, there's been setbacks. Last week I spoke about my Patreon channel, unlocking the icons, which will be the first subscription. I told you guys about the setback I had with that. I mean, I was supposed to go live with this at the end of January 2024. That was what I announced last year. And I'm only going live with it in the fourth month of the new year, which is next week, Monday, the 1st of April. So don't worry about setbacks. And as I conclude here, you grow and you see new opportunities with those setbacks. Look for those blessings in disguises. Number five, comparison to others. Constantly comparing oneself to others can lead to feelings of inadequacy. Remember that everyone's path is unique and comparison often does more harm than good. Be the first you, not the second somebody, which is something I mentioned on the podcast that actually comes from one of my coaches. Be the first you. Stop comparing yourself to someone else. Like if you were a huge, say, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Eminem fan, but you're in the music industry, yeah, it's good to listen to their music. It's good to look on to their career and, you know, learn from them and so on. Like what we're doing with Unlocking Icons, which starts next week. But that's more psychological. But don't try to like be them. Be the unique you. Don't compare yourself to others. You were born unique, so live your life in your uniqueness. Number six, fleeting trends. Trends in fashion, technology, or pop culture may seem important at the moment, but they often fade away with time. So let's use, say, Nike, Adidas, Puma, any brand out there that releases a new sneaker and you feel okay that you need to get this, but then you can't afford it. So you feel beat up about it because you can't afford it. Keep in mind, that will fade away. And there is no harm at all. And I do this many times. Like, if you don't have the means to buy something at the moment that you really want, say something new that has come out, but say 2-3 years down the line, you can, you know, pay for it now. And of course, it's not the most trending item in the market, but it's something that you adored when it did come out and you finally have the means to pay for it, to buy it. You go ahead and you buy it. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't mean because, you know, a good percentage of the world got the latest one of that name out that you don't have, that there'll be something wrong with you actually going and getting it. One that came out 2-3 years ago. There's no harm in that. So don't beat yourself up about those situations. Number seven is unchangeable past. Being consumed by past mistakes or regrets serves like purpose since the purpose cannot be altered. Serves little purpose since the purpose cannot be altered. Instead, focus on the present moment and future possibilities. Don't stay too attached by the past. Sometimes things happen to your past, and remember, the past is the past. We can't change the past. I can't change what I said 2-3 months ago on this podcast. But what we can do is learn from the past. It serves no purpose if we focus on the past. So focus the present moment and your future and future possibilities. Number seven is momentary inconveniences. Traffic jams, long lines, or minor inconveniences are frustrating in the moment but generally forgotten soon after. Say you're stuck in traffic. That's the first example that we've used here. You're stuck in traffic, you're frustrated, you're swearing. You may just end up pissing someone else off on the road. That can turn into something even bigger than what it actually meant to be. These things don't matter. You will get past the traffic and you will get to where you're going. So don't get too worked up about it. Number nine, negative self-talk. Beating oneself up over perceived flaws or shortcomings only undermines self-confidence. Practice self-compassion and focus on personal growth instead. Quite basic one. Ignore negative self-talk. Don't put yourself down. Because of course now as you gain momentum within your musical journey, it's already going to be people that are going to have something negative to say about you, and you shouldn't be that person. You should be your biggest fan all the time. Number 10, fear of failure can hold people back from pursuing their goals. Remember that failure is often a stepping stone to success and an opportunity for learning and growing. Don't you wish they said this in school? Let me repeat this last sentence. Remember that failure is often a stepping stone. They don't tell you that in school. They tell you if you fail, that's the end of the road for you. To success and an opportunity for learning and growing. The more you fail, the more you learn. This thing about pass is not what creates the greats of the music industry or of the world. What it does get you is a job, because you're just going to have to do that specific job right all the time to please the guy at the top who really doesn't give a fuck about failing, because he knows he has people who got A's and B's in school to actually get the basics out of the way for him with no hassle. So in the description. These 10 points will be there. Reflect on it. And the moral of this, with the clip and the 10 points I've mentioned, the punchline to all of this is that if it's not going to matter in 5 minutes, if it's not going to matter in the next 5 years, don't spend 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, worrying about it. And sometimes as human, we can spend 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years on something that we can never change, something that's so, so minor. Use your time wisely. And sometimes we just have to, it's the psychological things that we really have to focus on that takes up a lot of our time. Sometimes we can think that, you know, going to a certain place physically is taking up a lot of our time, but actually the time that we actually consume, the 95% that consumes unnecessary time, when you add up those figures alone, takes up a lot from temporary setbacks, from unnecessary dwelling on trends and focusing on things that you can't change in your past and inconveniences and negative self-talk. Don't worry about it. I mean, the amount of time you spend thinking about failure. What if I do? What if I fail? What's going to happen? I mean, last week on the podcast, you know, we went through the 3 C's with regards to stress. So imagine if you just decide to just stay at the bridge and not make a decision for yourself. How much time is actually gone past? So hope this has assisted you. Hope it was valuable. Quite honestly, for myself, there is some energy that's just lacking right now on the podcast today. But I hope, either way, it's insightful. And yeah, if you want to reach out for more on these topics, please do so. Catch you next week. Peace out.